cheese.
What's good? It's your boy T Watts. And today, I got something different, man. Today, I'm accompanied by both of my older brothers. Introduce yourselves, man.
Yo, what's going on? It's L Watts.
Yo, 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 it's R Watts, or the other T Watts.
Nah, I took it first, B. You late.
I'm early.
And this is the Bullshitting Podcast, the first of many. So y'all just sit back, enjoy our dumbass banter. And if you know me and how I act around my brothers, you know our conversations are dumb as hell. So you know this shit about to be funny. And I'm letting y'all know now, y'all can't see, but these niggas looking scrumptious.
Oh, no, I wasn't even going to say nothing like that. See, he already started. Here we go. Here we go already.
Already with that shit.
Nah.
I said no homo.
I ain't hear none of that. I said no homo.
That just right.
That
doesn't change anything.
Yo, they shouldn't even have invented that in the first place. They don't mean nothing.
Say anything. Hey man, let me hold your hand while
get
I stare in your
hell,
eyes.
Man, get the hell away. This is why he wanted to sit at the end over here so he can look into your eyes.
He ain't near me. No, he ain't touching me.
Ray, if I was near you, I'd be feeling on your muscles, B. All right, I'm done. Damn.
It's all right. We brothers. It's different.
Yeah.
It's cool. You understand if you got siblings.
It's October 10th, man. Yo, time is moving by fast as hell. Halloween is right around the corner. What y'all about to be for Halloween, man?
I'm going to just tell everybody. Oh, I'm going to see you there. I'll meet you there.
That's what everybody say when they ain't gonna show up to nothing. They say I meet you there.
I'm gonna roll my ass right in the bed.
Yeah.
Yeah, I probably had to work that day, so you know I'm gonna, you know, that's actually our father's birthday, so
yeah.
But we probably end up going out to eat. You already know, but if we don't, hey, it's whatever.
What about you, Ray?
I was on the fence. I was like, either I'm gonna dress up as white privilege. Or I'm gonna be, a T.J. Detweiler from Recess. That's how you can tell. I know some people don't even know what the hell that is.
Yo, I fucking love Recess.
Yeah, so I could be
great show.
Yeah,
great show.
Yeah, even though I was older watching it, but I don't give a fuck. But yeah. Still, but it's on the fence. I don't know. I should mix both of them. I should be White Privilege and T.J. Detweiler. I don't know. Something to come about. I have no idea.
Yo, you know what I'm gonna be? I'm gonna be something that strike fear in every nigga heart. A job application.
Hey.
Scare everybody.
I thought you were about to say a bill or something. The first thing I thought about. First thing I thought was this power bill about to come out automatically. It should come out your account damn automatically.
Like, oh shit. Come on, man. You can't be doing shit like
that. You gotta
make
sure that 172 in that account, your ass about to overdraft.
Look, that's how you know these motherfuckers are old with their own houses.
Oh shit.
That's how you know.
Good job.
They just showed the age. Good job.
Congrats. I mean, you know, hey, you got to start somewhere, man.
No,
I mean,
that's a whole nother tangent. Look. I could talk about that. You better leave that alone because that's a whole nother thing.
That sounds like stressful times.
It's like, are you sure you want to do this? Do you want to own a home? Are you sure? People hype it up so much. When you buy yourself and got a home, that's too much shit.
First of all, nobody told you to build that big ass house.
Yeah, nobody told me.
So. This man, you know, can I say your name? Shit.
I mean, go ahead. It don't matter.
Oh, okay, so this man, Gay Ray.
That's not my name.
He got a big house built. Nobody told him to get on the house with a big ass dog.
No, he over exaggerated.
A lot of responsibilities.
No, he over exaggerated.
Big house.
It's bigger for
one nigga.
Yeah, for one in a dog.
And a big ass dog.
That's enough.
He got a beautiful house with garage. Two cars can fit in that bitch.
Nah.
Ooh, yeah.
It's not that serious. You're just hyping it up. It's a normal ass house.
Yeah, but shit, man. So a lot's been going on, especially over social media. And there's something I want to discuss because, you know, Ray... I think him and I disagree with this, with the Dove commercial. See, they already laughing. They are already laughing.
Because, yo, no, all right, go ahead.
Okay,
stupid.
So before the actual ad came out, they just showed pictures, right?
Yeah.
And obviously those pictures look bad, like terrible. Is a black woman taking off, I guess, a shirt or something, and then you see a white woman. So saying that black is dirty is a bitch, but white is clean.
Basically, I feel like this is something that one of y'all said before.
What you saying?
It's just to be a joke. It just seemed like a joke. It's like a dumbass joke.
This is all on them.
Wait, how we disagree?
Because you say you feel like people were quote overly woke.
Unquote. Oh no! So when I actually saw, so I'm backwards. Everybody saw the still shots first, right?
Mm-hmm.
I saw the actual like I guess a little snippet of the commercial, maybe 1 minute worth.
Yeah.
And everybody was still going in, and I was like, everybody's overly woke. It's not that fucking serious. Michael Jackson did this shit in Black or White. He became an Indian, Asian, everything, all that shit, and it wasn't that serious to me. But the still shots look shitty. They did look bad.
I wouldn't say overly woke. I don't think there's such thing.
Overanalyzing shit. That's the same
but,
damn thing.
Okay, so there was an actual ad. Somebody basically like screenshotted the ad. But there was another picture, like a still picture, and there was a before and after, and the before had a black woman, two black women. And the after had two white women. So if you clean yourself with Dove, you ain't gonna be a dirty nigga no more.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. Like, no, I understand. The still shots look, I mean, he pulled it up on his phone. The still shots look stupid. Like, they look real bad. But people were still, he looking at it right, so he laughing. It looked real, like, it looked like, no, the worst part about it looked like she ain't even perm her hair or nothing. Like, she ain't going for the natural look or nothing. So it's like, she got the struggle bun. You know them girls that get the struggle buns?
Yeah.
Yeah, she definitely got it in there. And then the white woman got her hair down.
Yeah, where they like, bun be like 1 centimeter long.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah,
that's like, don't fight her. She'll kill your ass.
Okay, see, speaking on that topic, they actually put out an apology saying, you know, an image we recently posted on Facebook missed the mark in representing women of color thoughtfully. Wait a minute. Let's go back and read that again. An image we recently posted on Facebook missed the mark in representing women of color.
Well, what? No
damn.
Shit.
That
damn
by
no
itself.
Shit.
Women of color. Exactly.
Wait.
Yeah, see? That's why you got it. That's what I'm saying. It says we deeply regret the offense it caused. Well, first of all, and your sentence right here, it says women of color. So you pretty much just said you didn't say it to women of all. You just said women of color. So just the Negros.
Yeah.
Basically.
We sorry.
Basically.
We sorry.
That's, I'm sorry.
Still use our product.
I'm sorry, minorities use niggas too.
Get clean.
All minorities. Yeah. Y'all, you in the
still
group
use
with everybody.
Our product, though.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, I sure do.
Don't say that, Ray. You're gonna
sensitive skin. Hey, I got eczema. So that shit is terrible, especially in the fall. I'm gonna use this sensitive skin.
Yo,
fuck all that.
Don't say all minorities are niggas, because I know what you mean, but you know there's gonna be people.
Oh,
out,
you gotta
you know
it's
gonna
it, right?
be people out there saying they didn't go through 400 years of slavery. This
yo,
and that.
My so gosh. You know, okay. This is this whole season and time of racial everything got everybody overly like. In depth with the history. Now they want to learn the stuff. So that killed me. That kills me when you see random people trying to understand the history, which is totally fine. But your excuse is to go into history based on who your president is. You should have learned that shit from the beginning. That's my one little issue with that. But when I was going back to saying like overly woke stuff, everybody's looking for something. Everybody's PC. Everything is freaking like, oh, it's touchy-touchy. Like, don't talk about it. It's a touchy subject. Everyone want to push stuff under the rug. So, it goes back to even you raising kids and stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, they get participation trophies.
Hey, man, you look good when you make a
play. Man, goddamn it. See, this is wrong. This is the same dude that sent random text messages of them damn bit emojis, heart signs and stuff on it.
Whoa, wait a minute. That'd be L.
Well,
I ain't do that shit.
Only reason why I did that, because this dude talking about, oh, you look scrumptious today.
I mean, what you mean?
I just got a problem with that. Hey, you should never say scrumptious to another man. It doesn't matter who the hell you are.
But
don't be saying no shit. So I'm going to set him up.
But when he says, he sounds so dead serious.
Exactly. But anyway, back to your point, Ray. I feel you, and I don't believe in that participation trophy shit, because even when I was playing baseball, if we ain't win, you ain't get shit.
Yeah, I mean, but it's just going back to society being like overly PC, like everybody want to be politically correct. Everybody wants like
don't celebrate mediocrity.
They definitely do now.
Yeah.
They definitely do now. This is the only times I've seen a fourth place trophy. I didn't even know. You ever seen that shit before? A four with the number sign saying congratulations. Mm-hmm. I ain't never seen that shit before. Nah, and this was like, oh, I mean, I ain't gonna try to date myself, but I was born in the 80s and so was Larry. So
right.
We actually got the good ass trophies that were metal.
Mm-hmm.
So I remember they talking about that all day. They downsized to plastic later with all the little kids in like 2000 and shit. But we had to extra work hard other than being, you know, black amongst a whole bunch of white people.
They was born in the 80s, so you know, they got back pains. And arthritis and canes.
No back canes.
Yeah, I got a cane, but that's another different subject.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah, yo, yeah.
There we go.
Down the side of my leg. Yeah.
Wait, what you say?
Huh? The cane. Oh, you know what the
said
my
the
cane is for, support.
It's for what?
Support.
Oh,
I don't like auras.
Wait. One more time now?
Support.
Where's the R?
You don't need it.
Why?
Because it's support.
Oh,
support is enough support without the R.
Hold on. Let's test. Say water.
Water.
Huh?
Come on. Water. That's all you need to know. If they can't get that, it's just H2O. Oh yeah, you know it's universal solvent. Yeah, it's just water.
Okay.
What? Mm-hmm. You know. Water?
No, water.
Okay, well, you know what? We're not going to go back and forth.
No. you can go into detail about all that stupid little stuff like later on. That's a whole
entire different episode.
I don't even know if it is. It just don't make no sense.
I don't even know if it is.
Some stuff you just made up as kids, and we kept saying it now. Like,
no, I made that up in my 30s.
Oh, you wasn't 30?
Yes, I was.
No, wasn't.
I made it up. I was like 30.
Oh, you don't told your age. You a bitch now.
So I don't give a damn. You ain't give a damn. 84, you know, if you from the 80s, you know, hey. Stand up.
Hey, yo, Ray, I was just talking to Larry about this earlier, but did you see the last Annabelle movie, man?
Oh, shit.
Wait, the one that was just in the movie theater?
Yeah.
Yes.
No, hey, I ain't see that shit.
Yo,
it's good?
My dumbass decided to watch that shit at 2 a.m. I started looking in my closet.
Look,
I say a scary movie is scary, look, that shit is scary.
You remember when we seen Sinister, you told
me.
Yeah,
no, Sinister was just
okay,
shit.
So that,
no.
How that movie had an effect on you. The movie did the same, but a little bit worse.
What?
I told him to watch it.
No.
I watched
it. No, let's go back to Sinister. This nigga over here, like, I was living at Larry's crib, right? This nigga over here goes like, watch that shit, right? It's like, we was staying up anyway playing PS4 or something. And it's like 2 or 3 in the morning. He said, watch that shit. The first scene is a motherfucking family hanging from a tree.
Right. Yep.
The kids and all.
Okay, but
I was like, what's wrong with y'all?
Movie,
I said, no, I can't watch this shit.
It was dark and ominous.
And
it was just.
I love scary movies, but that shit was fucked up.
Yeah, in
like,
this movie,
nah,
yeah,
was,
I told him to watch
disturbing,
it.
Man.
I told him to watch it, and I was like, yo, do you really want to watch it now? I was like, it's good, but it's going to make you feel some type of way.
I feel better about asking questions so
nah,
I can
you
like,
gotta,
get some company.
Yo, you,
I need somebody
it ties
to ask
everything in, too. Like, you got to watch
it. Damn, now I got to watch this shit.
And yes, it's based on a true story. So
no, that shit is loosely based.
Of course, you know how Hollywood flips shit around, but
yeah,
but they still got that dog locked up.
Flip shit around like supposed to be a black character, but it's a white one, like that.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh no, now what happened to being overly woke?
That's exactly what it is. That's exactly the definition. Black power, my brothers and sisters.
Assalamu alaikum.
Salaam salam.
What the fuck? Hey, hold up. Like, I just so happened to bring up Instagram like by accident, and look what the fuck I just saw. Six arrested in prostitution sting, and there is not one woman in this picture. Hold up, now I'm gonna pass it.
Oh, let me see.
There is not one woman.
My eyes aren't
wait,
that
hold
great,
on, hold on, hold on.
So and I'm not wearing any glasses right now either.
You see any women?
Nah, like,
you're no women.
I
don't see
if
shit.
You caught up in this shit, you need new
you
glasses.
Need Jesus.
Matter of fact,
so I see
you
some.
Need to go, you need to go. Later
so
down.
I see some.
You need Jesus.
Some botched surgeries, some extensions.
The one on the left is the top row. That's
and
the
you know what the messed up part is? What? Is they use their real names, right? So
Derek.
So it's like a Bonifa, but it says Yusef Hudson.
Oh,
with the deep ass voice, Yusef Hudson.
Shout out to the Hudsons.
Yeah, shout out to Derek Benson. Damn, these are some man names too.
See, I told you.
These some
you.
Manly names. See, we're not even touching bases on what they can see.
No,
we're not even at all. Like these are gentlemen, possibly transitioning. I'm not sure at all, but yeah, using the real names on there makes it worse.
That's so worse. That shit look right.
They got
shit
strong. They got strong last names.
Strong.
McDaniels.
Oh shit!
Look, wait, that's a strong one. McDaniels. Look, Washington.
Damn.
Damn.
They got. Look, this is all. See, other ones a little. I don't know. Corn gay. I don't know. That's. I didn't even know some last name. So I don't.
By
know
the way,
name.
If you hear us really laughing hard, we are genuinely laughing. This is not.
Oh
fake.
My gosh.
Yeah, that, give him that thing back. I was like, what is that, man?
Yeah, that shit creepy.
If I go on my Instagram, I see about food and some shit. I ain't seen about that.
Of course, man.
That's separate. Yeah, I'm a foodie, I guess. I don't know.
Hey, but, yo, on another note, what y'all think about Janae's tattoo, man?
I wouldn't put nobody's face on me. I don't care who it is. But unless I had kids or something. Or, like, you know.
I don't even want to put my kids on me. Because I see enough
like,
as it
or
is.
Or, like, mom or dad, but, like, you know, something like that. But why would you? Yeah, I'm just saying, though. Like, that would be the only exception. Like, what? I mean, now I'm pretty sure he's like, okay, we get married. But, I mean,
I don't know.
I don't know. Either.
At this point in their careers, like, is that going to help their careers? Or you think it could hurt them?
No, it's not going to do it.
I mean, I think they both have a solid, especially Sean. He's got a solid foundation of, like, you know, who he is and where you can see the progression. But what you think?
It's not going. It's not big enough to hurt her career, but it's big enough for everybody to notice. Just like, look at me. So it's not going to hurt her at all. And she's a nice looking woman. So.
Of course, yeah.
So it's fine. And she has a nice voice, and her album is actually, you know, dope.
I haven't got around to it yet, but I will.
It's like, I'm no joke.
I've listened to, like, you know, 3 or 4 tracks, and I like what I hear. So
like,
I,
it's a real, like chill vibe. Yeah. Like,
okay.
Like, I feel like I should be smoking to it or something.
I really like it.
That's really like.
Yeah, man, I don't know. I don't think it's going to necessarily hurt their careers, but...
Nah.
But I don't know, man. Both of them have been in and out of relationships, yo. Like a weaving basket, in and out.
Yeah. Like that, yeah, that's true.
That shit crazy to me.
Make me proud. Always jumping out of relationships. Hey, how y'all doing? Hey, yeah.
Shout out, Ray.
Always, yeah. I don't never take no breaks.
But yeah, man. I mean, wasn't he... He was still with Ariana when Dark Sky came out, and that shit was fire.
You know, I forget. Yeah. I keep forgetting he was
Ooh,
with
that
her.
Shit was fire.
I forget.
Platinum.
I forget
Platinum
he was
status
with her.
All day.
Yeah.
No, I forget he's with that little girl.
Yeah.
I still love her voice.
Yeah, no, we're not taking away from her voice, but she's like a little girl.
She looked like she was 12.
We about to jump all over the place. Yeah. I feel like feel like if R. Kelly would date her, he would be okay.
Oh, damn.
Like, think about it. Like, it's a lot of those, like, grown women, little girls.
That would really disturb me. R. Kelly.
It would disturb you, but it's acceptable.
I mean, yeah, I guess.
It's better than him hanging out Chicago at McDonald's trying to pick up high school chicks like he used to do. And that's true, and that's actually factual on his own record. You can Google it.
Oh, man.
I'm scared. I don't think I want to.
Yeah, I don't even know.
It's true. I was like, yo, okay. Yeah, but no, I don't see why he should just prey on little girl women. They are actually women. They look like little girls in the face.
That shit don't even... Girl, woman. That even
That's what I say. You look like a little girl. You're a woman, but you look like a little girl.
It sounds like you just breathed a Camara. Like, you went in the lab. Let me put it together, this girl, woman.
Ariana Grande is like, she's not Asian like a banana, like normal white people. Oh, I ain't supposed to say that. But
no, fuck that. She, no, we say whatever. Go ahead.
Like a
that.
Banana. She's not Asian at all.
Sorry.
Like... Even like without makeup, she's not aging at all. Like you would think like stress lines or something.
Yeah,
I don't see nothing.
I don't see anything either. But you're right. White people age like horribly, man. Like shout out to African Americans and
melanin.
Asians. Yo, if you see an old looking Asian,
I can't even say not all like white people age like bananas.
Oh, I don't want to hear
it's the majority.
Some.
It's the majority.
Yeah. It's the majority.
I mean, yeah.
Is ignorant
no, some of you Negroes out here aging terribly too.
If you see an old looking Asian, she at least 120 with powers. You know they get their powers once they hit 105.
They already
enchanted powers.
Now you got something going on because that's the question that nobody ever answers. Like, how are they living? Like, you go overseas, like they're living forever. It's like, what are they doing? Different.
That's a good question, man. I have no
idea.
It's
like they must have powers. Everybody over in like Middle East, Eastern Asia, doesn't matter.
But
like,
shit,
we over here dying at 40 over a heart attack and shit. Yeah. You ever heard of somebody in China have a heart attack?
Mm-hmm. Well, we don't get the news.
I heard about stabbings.
I mean, that, you know, I mean,
Well, that's
unless
because
you're just looking up there, because
niggas love well, no. calories.
Yeah,
that's why.
But I only hear about stuff because I have like a friend's teaching English in China, so I hear about weird
okay,
stuff.
So you, oh, okay,
so I hear about it.
So
but
you do hear about it.
Yeah,
okay.
But niggas do love calories.
I went over. I was over at one of my friends' house, Katie, and she had milk in the fridge. You know, I was gonna eat I was gonna eat some cereal, but that shit was 2%. I said, I need my two C's. I need my two C's. I forgot who I was on the phone with. They were like, "Yo, what are the two C's?" I said, "I need my calcium and calories. I need it."
Yeah, you can keep that damn milk.
You want all
I ain't drinking. I ain't drinking all that.
That shit rips my. I don't know what it is. I guess it's
your bladder. That's wrong.
That's
you're black.
That's why I was drinking it though.
See, that shit fucks me up.
It fucked me up too. Soon as it hit my stomach, that's it. I'm done. Mud butt. That's it.
When we were like 18,
Chipotle,
17, around that age, I could eat like 4 or 5 bowls of cereal.
That's what we was doing.
I mean, that is excessive, but. Now I try to do that. Nah. Oh no, sir! That's not gonna happen.
See,
I'm not gonna be able to sit down in one, you know, area and be like, "Hey, you know, I'm gonna be good." No, that's like a goddamn time bomb. I'll do.
That's why I ain't touching it. It's not like the most healthiest thing for you. I'm not even talking about in reference to that damn Netflix. What the hell? Everybody been watching to try to change your life because somebody else told you something's bad, which I think is stupid as hell too. You better do more research, people, please. but yeah, I don't like milk because it made me feel terrible. Like dairy made me feel fucked up, but some of it's just damn delicious. So you gotta take that L. Yeah, just stay home. Just stay home, be near a toilet, and make sure you got that triple ply.
Ray ate some of the nastiest pizza I ever tasted this weekend. That shit tastes like disappointment and cardboard.
Yo, I was hungry, yo.
That shit tasted so nasty.
My ass went over there. I was like, hey, I wanna try it, man, to see. Yep. Dry as a bitch.
That shit was trash.
Hey, you know what I was thinking about fixing the other one tonight?
You got another one.
The other one, Supreme.
What the fuck?
I like Supreme pizza. Like I like the black olives. I like all like onions and mushrooms, all that shit.
Just because you're going to eat that shit, I hope your asshole going to be on fire.
That's not what make it on fire right there. It's not dairy, except for that cheese.
Hey, with that pizza?
That cheese.
Trust me. It's going
to I need to scrape off the cheese.
No, that shit had no flavor whatsoever. Like as soon as you bite it, like,
No, as soon as you bite it, as soon as you bite it, you try to taste the air to get some extra flavor. It's like
it was nothing there.
Yeah, no, it was. I know it was nothing, but I was hungry. When you hungry, you eat some dumb stuff.
Within reason
now, because I ain't in college or something. Like that's different. College hunger is different from like I got my own house hunger.
Hey man, why don't you eat some Chinese food and orange juice?
Drink that's that boy juice. Right there.
No. Wait, what?
No, you've done it before. It was apple juice, right?
No, it was definitely not apple juice. I can tell you that. It was not apple juice because I don't fuck with that. One day I made the mistake and I was at work. I drank some apple juice and I'm looking around left and right like, oh, shit. Help me.
It's a hold up time.
Why are you drinking apple juice?
Ray said apple juice and it looked like he just struck fear in Larry's heart.
Hell no, I don't fuck with no apple juice, man. It's just like instant, man.
Yo,
what
is in it?
It doesn't bother me.
It doesn't bother me.
Apple cider doesn't bother me, but that damn apple juice does. I don't know what they put in it. They must put something in it.
It fucks me up. I never was able to drink it.
But check this out. So at like, you know, some of the little outreach centers and stuff like that for lower income individuals, they serve a lot of apple juice, especially here in Virginia. They do that. So I guess it's the government trying to oppress the minorities.
Oh, here we
go. Being overly woke again.
Hey, I knew it was coming back.
It's overly woke. See, you can boomerang that shit right back and be overly woke. That's why I overanalyze every damn thing. The black people kidnapped.
You know what? Speaking of that, this is a good segue. So do you remember, Larry, we talked about it last night. But, Ray, do you remember the... I don't know how to pronounce her name. Kenika Jenkins incident.
Okay, yeah, we talked about this.
The chick that died in the hotel in the freezer.
Yeah.
So, they basically ruled that her death was an accident. Well, no shit, water is wet. Right. We saw the footage of her looking really intoxicated.
Everything was so weird, and social media basically created its own story, and that didn't help. But a lot of stuff didn't seem right, and I understand why they said that. But people were nitpicking and analyzing everything, and I mean, with any situation, I feel like it's stuff that's being withheld from the public. But I can't, like, if I don't see it, you know, I can't say what happened. I don't know what happened there, so I can't really say what happened. So it's like, okay.
I don't know, man. Like usually I wouldn't feel like this is so like cut and dry. But so many people like were saying that other people were involved and they weren't. And then she wasn't intoxicated, but she was.
That probably messed up the whole investigation, too. Like, yeah, people listening did. To, like, all stuff like that. Like, some stuff it seems like y'all, like, people, social media just making up stuff just for, like, some type of ploy or some type of attention. Or just want, like, all that, what's the word? All, like, the stuff like aliens and all that crap.
Extraterrestrials?
I don't know. Like, a conspiracy theory. There we go. Yeah. I can't think of that for some reason. But, yeah, it's like adding to conspiracy theories and stuff. Like, the people love all that. Like, the story, if you know, the lie's more entertaining. If you make up stories.
The,
so,
the mystery.
Talk that shit.
The lie's always more entertaining.
The mystery shit.
Say it again.
I can make up some shit.
One more time. Say it again.
See that? See, that's what's wrong with you right there. See, you're talking about something. See, that's what's wrong with him right there.
Oh my gosh, man.
Nah, oh, look, he ain't say no homo.
Listening to albums and music, we got sidetracked. But I did get a chance to listen to Rhapsody's album.
Shout out Rhapsody.
Shout out to Rhapsody and Jamla and Def Jam and Knife Wonder, Guru. Everyone who had
you got a personal relationship with them.
No, I'm just saying. I got a chance to listen to the album.
He didn't know them.
No, but I do follow them.
What's his address? What's his address?
I don't know where he lives at. But shout out to everyone who was involved.
Where
in
your
prior.
Grandma stayed?
But see, this is why we can't get shit done.
Just because know everything.
Well, look, I actually got a chance to sit down and listen to the album. So I got stuck on track 1 through 8. But wow, what a great body of work. And usually I don't listen to these guys. No, I don't listen to anything new or give just
he's
the
anti.
Hits,
he's anti.
Hits,
yo, he's
L,
anti.
L hates everything and everything.
Everything. Like, no, we can say like the type of genres we generally like. Like, I'm open minded with music all around, but I'm more like a soulful, neo soul type of abstract individual. I can listen to music with like a nice flow, nice. And I still love hip hop, don't get me wrong, but I'm more on a vibey, like low-key vibes, like stuff like that. But hip-hop is cool. I always rock with hip-hop. I got no problem with hip-hop. That's like a first love. You come back to it all the time.
Oh, yeah.
But Larry just hates shit.
But this shit, this project was good. This shit, every track, I really didn't like Sassy, but other than that, but this project was really great.
I like Sassy.
A good
body work.
Like, from the sampling to the production, like, they really took time to make this album. You can tell, like, a lot of soul went into it.
I fucking hope so. It's Knife Wonder.
That's true. Eric G, he helped with the project as well.
There you
go. Some other producers. But yeah.
Who else you know?
I don't know anybody.
Who the fuck you know?
Look,
this nigga know everybody.
I don't know everybody.
He say name. He name dropping.
I just liked the project. It was really smooth. Like, I was like, wow. Like, you know, she can always rap. Like, I was just like, but.
Oh, yeah, yeah, facts.
I just don't like when people be like, oh, for a female, she good, bro. But. Nah, for MC, she's nice.
I don't talk like that.
Yeah, and
I don't talk like that.
Yeah, shit, I know, but I'm just saying
that. That shit kind of annoying because everybody's putting Cardi B on like a pedestal, saying, "Yo, she the only female rapper that can rap this and that." Blah blah blah.
I
wanted to bring it up just so Larry could say something.
So L
could
say
no,
something.
No, stop. Let me say something.
No,
let me say,
no. That shit is ridiculous. No. Hold up. Them to put Lauryn Hill fucking picture beside and talk
okay,
about something.
Wait,
wait a minute. Back the hell up. Lauryn Hill got one fucking album.
So
that's true.
And
that's it.
And
that's just dope.
Lauryn Hill can rap her ass off and actually sing and rap about something that's
one
subject matter.
Like,
this shit is just talking about some jibber jabber.
When they put Lauryn Hill on the fucking pedestal because she got one album. She could have fucked up last two albums or something. She had a freshman album.
Okay,
that's it.
Lauryn Hill is a legend. She's a great.
She's a legend based on one album. She's worse than Nas eating up one album.
Oh wow,
eat up one damn album.
Nas
got plays based on
Illmatic is still making money.
It's dope as hell. Yes, it is. But they eating up one body of work and not showing up on time to concerts.
Okay, you talking about Lauryn?
Both of these niggas, it was on tour or something together. Yeah. I was like, you got both of them eating off the same album. They got one album to eat off of. Well, I love a lot of other albums of Nas's. Like, it don't make sense.
And she was on the score. You have to count her.
They didn't compare to Illmatic though.
You see how I flipped that conversation? Because we got away from Cardi B.
But no,
that was a deflect.
No, you can't defend her.
That was a deflect.
That shit is just
she's
trash.
Just entertaining.
All right, so, okay.
Trash record.
I'm not even saying it's catchy as hell, but it's not.
No, it's not catchy.
Okay, yes, wait, hold on.
Not at all.
He just hated because he was an ex stripper.
That shit is whack. Okay, shit is whack as fuck.
So, I like Cardi B. I don't care.
I'm not gonna lie. It's catchy. I told my boy Keith this. Like, I really don't.
The song
isn't for me, but I respect Cardi.
You know the words.
I don't know the words.
How the fuck can I not know
exactly.
the words?
Exactly.
That's a hit.
It's a hit, all right.
I'm gonna hit somebody. That's why, yo. That's half the reason why I don't go to parties now.
I'm smacking you right in the back.
It's a woman empowerment song because they be clapping their wrists, clapping their hands, bobbing their head, their neck, and rolling that bitch.
I have seen videos.
Everybody, every
little bitch, you can fuck with me if you wanted to.
God damn!
I never heard anybody like recite the words without shaking their vocal cords.
That's what I'm saying. Or pointing.
Like, yeah, no. So every chick turns into that struggle bun chick from the Dove commercial. Angry, ready to fight you from the hood.
AT, hold up. What was that shit you showed me on YouTube with the old Cardi B shit? Okay. My man recites every song with screaming. Like, I'm pretty sure his mic is going to be fried.
I don't even know his channel. How does he even record?
What's the name of his channel? Do you know off the top of your head?
Now off the top of my head, it's Hunter.
You can just search it. He's screaming the lyrics, but it's funny. And no, the ad-libs is funny. It's just the ad-libs for me that got me. Because she's like, hey, he's screaming that shit.
I was on the couch for a good hour dying.
It hurts.
That shit was funny as fuck.
That's the part that was ad-libs always good.
But no, man, like I respect Cardi because.
Oh, yeah, I'm not mad at it. I'm not mad at her at all.
Like, I'm for real. I'm glad she went in. That's good. Yeah. That's good for her. But the song isn't for me. I can't stand it. And you know, back to what Keith said. He always calling me an old head. So you know, right. I like that. I like lyricism.
Same here. Yeah,
I do.
Sorry.
I mean, like I said, it's like a first love. You come back to it.
But we are aware that every song that we hear on the radio or wherever you are at in a store or wherever, you're going to hear some shit that's like radio play. And it's not going to be like, you know, subject.
That's why I kind of hate radio.
You know, saying this is why I do not listen to the radio anymore.
I mean, I be listening to podcasts.
I don't know what you guys do.
I listen to podcasts and radio shows. I listen to a lot of this shit. I'd rather hear listen to people talk, for real. Because it's the same music over and over and over, and you can't listen to like I like to cross over. I listen to like some Z100 like in New York or something like that. But if I hear Taylor Swift fucking ass one more time, that shit is trash. I don't even know how she's fucking famous. It seems like everybody hates her. If you go to her page, she did her Instagram right. And the only reason I know this shit because I saw a picture. No, listen to this shit. So she blocked all her comments.
Yeah.
And before this shit, right, people were putting snake emojis on her fucking comments.
Oh, damn. Oh, yeah.
They trolling her. It was.
Yeah,
she blocked all her comments.
Wasn't that because of the whole Kanye incident, though?
But it wasn't. No, it wasn't just about that. It was some other shit. But I don't know. I don't really like her like that, so I ain't got that much detail. I just saw it on the Explore page. But anyway, I mean, Explore page just be popping up with some shit.
That shit do be popping up.
No, but I don't understand why everybody loves her. Like, I really. So, based on her sales, right, that means. If it's four of us in the room, right? That means one of y'all motherfuckers bought her album. Huh? Based on her sales.
That's a lie.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
I just want to go on the record. I ain't support that shit.
I ain't, me either.
I Taylor Swift.
I do not.
But I listen to Cardi B. I sure did. It's entertaining. You a baby toucher, though.
It's not.
And
you know what? Yo, I can't.
You'll give her a baby toucher,
though. Do y'all even think Taylor Swift is attractive?
No.
I think Plain Jane.
No.
She just looks like a regular tall white woman.
She looks like someone out of the...
She smell like ham.
She looked like she a headbutt, man.
She looks like someone that is on Underworld.
Like she give you a headbutt.
Wait, what'd you say?
Underworld.
Underworld.
That's a good one. I think it's the eyebrows. It's the eyebrows.
It's a lack of eyebrows. Skin. She needs some sun.
She needs some milk.
She needs some sun. Nah, she don't need it. She don't need no more milk. That's the problem.
Hey yo, shit. Hey yo, but yo, we gotta wrap this up, man. I gotta take a shit. Y'all go ahead and do y'all outros, yo.
All right, man. This your boy L. I'm out.
Yo, this your boy L. No, I'm joking. Yeah, I gotta harass my older brother. But yeah, this your boy Ray. I'm gone.
Yo, it's your boy T. Watts, always keeping it more low key than a locksmith working on both knees, and I'm out.
Peace.